This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and South Korea said that they will end their annual large-scale joint military exercises as Washington pushes efforts to improve ties with North Korea. The two allies will instead carry out adjusted outside maneuver trainings and united command exercises to continue firm military readiness. During a Saturday phone call between South Korean defense minister and his U.S. counterpart, both sides decided to conclude the key resolve in full Eagle series of exercises. That's according to a Pentagon statement. That decision comes days after the conclusion of U.S. President Trump's second summit with North Korean Kim Jong-un in Hanoi, which ended without a formal agreement, but with both sides suggesting that they would keep talking. U.S.-backed Syrian defense forces continued their assault on the so-called Islamic State's last enclave in Baghouz, Syria. Reuters correspondent Saskia Donahue reports that officials are confident the battle will not last much longer.
The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, removed several hundred people on Friday, separating women and children from men who were taken for interrogation. The SDF then launched an attack to seal 4 years of international efforts to roll back a caliphate that redrew the map of the Middle East. On Saturday, the SDF said they expect the battle to take Islamic State's last enclave to be over soon. Some 40,000 people have crossed out of the jihadist diminishing territory in the last 3 months, as the SDF sought to drive the militants from remaining pockets. Their final advance was slowed for weeks by the jihadists' extensive use of tunnels and human shields. They have not ruled out the possibility that some militants have crept out, hidden among civilians.
Saskia Donahue reporting. Pakistan confirmed Saturday that two of its soldiers have been killed in ongoing military skirmishes with India across the disputed Kashmir border known as the Line of Control. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has been reliving his 2016 election victory in assailing House lawmakers, pushing for more investigations of him in front of a friendly crowd of conservatives, meeting outside the nation's capital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I was probably more of a conservative than a Republican. People just didn't quite understand that.
President Trump hailed his own outsider campaign in the two-hour address to the Conservative Political Action Conference. He also bore in on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election.
This phony thing that now looks like it's dying, so they don't have anything with Russia. There's no collusion. So now they go and morph into, let's inspect every deal he's ever done. We're going to go into his finances.
House Democrats have been pushing for further probes after the president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, labeled him a con man and a cheat in a congressional hearing this week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders held his first public rally of the 2020 campaign, pledging to fight for social, economic, and political justice. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At the rally in Brooklyn, New York, where he pointed out how he grew up in a working-class family there, the Democrat pledged a campaign of social justice from immigration to Medicare for all to climate change to a living wage.
The underlying principles of our government will not be greed, hatred, and lies.
Bernie Sanders also called Donald Trump
the most dangerous president in modern American history,
and says Trump wants to divide us while he wants to unite America. Julie Walker, New York.
Tens of thousands of people marched in Italy's financial capital, Milan, Saturday against policies by the populist government they say promote racism. The Milan city official in charge of migrant policy put the number of marchers under the People First banner at 200,000. He wrote on Twitter, "Salvini, count us," aimed at the leader of the Northern League political party, Matteo Salvini, who, as Italy's interior minister, has blocked the arrival of humanitarian ships that have rescued migrants fleeing Libya. Spain's government says that unauthorized immigration by sea has dropped in the last month, falling to 930 people arriving in February compared to over 4,000 in January. Spain became the leading entry point into Europe for illegal migrants last year when it received over 57,000 people by sea compared to 21,000 in the year 2017. Opposition parties have criticized the socialist-led government for being soft on legal immigration or illegal immigration. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.